Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
63129.
Thank you. Was that 63129?
Yes.
And could I have your first and last name?
Deborah Reese.
Thank you. And could you verify the mailing address on this account?
6043 Brantley, Oakville, Missouri, 63129.
Thank you. One moment. Give us one moment, ma'am. I do see on this account that it had the contest entry for the Makita drill, and how may I help you today?
Okay, is that the correct address that you have?
Yes, ma'am.
And okay, why was my account charged $56.95 on the 17th of June?
So the $56.95 is for the membership that came with the contest entry for the Makita drill. You purchased the entry ticket, which was $7.95, to have your name put in a drawing for the Makita item, and it also comes with the membership that allows you to get $125 store credit to an online store.
Okay, that's not what the thing said. It was supposed to be some sort of winning, and it was $7.95 for the Akita drill, not to have my name put in a drawing.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm not sure how that was presented to you, but that $7.95 was just for an entry ticket.
Okay, so I don't want any of it.
Okay. Well, I can go ahead and cancel out this account, and that'll prevent any future charges.
I'm sorry, pardon me?
I was saying that I can cancel out this account, and that will stop any future charges.
Okay, I want reimbursed for the charges that have been charged because
And
that
I
was
can
false
get you a
advertisement.
courtesy 35% refund.
A 35% refund? No, I want a full refund. How can you say that there's three left if it's a drawing?
Yes, ma'am. Well, the charge has already processed, but I can make that 35% refund a 50% refund.
A 50%. I know I want the full.
Okay, well, the 50% is the most I'm able to do.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you going to answer me?
You weren't saying anything, ma'am. There was nothing being said.
I asked you a question.
I think the line probably cut out. I didn't hear anything.
Okay, so what's with the 50% refund? Why would I only get 50% back?
Well, the 50% refund is a part of a courtesy refund since the account is
A
being
courtesy
canceled.
refund. Well, since I didn't ask for the membership and I was ripped off on the doing, I want 100% refund.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the 50% is the most I'm able to authorize.
Okay, well then let me speak with your boss.
Yes, ma'am. So that courtesy refund is a company policy, so everyone follows that.
So that is how you make your money. Okay, fine. Give me the 50%.
Okay, I can process the refund today, but it will take 3 to 5 business days to go back into
Of
your
course.
account.
And can I have your address, please?
Okay, we're located out of Georgia. Do you need the company's address?
Yep.
Okay, let me get you that address. Okay, ma'am, so I don't have the company's street address. I just see they're located out of Los Angeles, California. But you can go to the official website if you do need to search for that address.
Okay, then give me the name of your company.
This is for Selected Premier Discount.
It's what? For Selected?
Selected.
Then why did somebody else take the money out?
I'm not sure what you mean by that. No one else took the money out.
It's under television or televideos.
Are you reading that off of like a statement?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. That's the merchant ID name for the company.
Okay. All right. So what's the name of your company or whatever?
Selected Premier Discounts.
And I have to go on a website to get your address?
Yes, ma'am, to get the company's street address.
Okay, and how much of a refund is this going to be?
Let me get you that exact price. That'll be for $28.47.
I'm pretty sure it should be more than that.
Okay, well, I can definitely just calculate again just to make sure I didn't make an error. I mean, you were charged.
Well, $56.95 and $7.95 is.
Okay, ma'am. So the 50% refund is just off of the $56.95 alone.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
All right, but once again, that refund will take 3 to 5 business days, and you'll receive a confirmation email. And is there anything else I could assist you with?
That'll do it.
All right, thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too.